If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Do you think I'd lie about German war crimes? About Treblinka and Dachau and Auschwitz? I am one of those melodramatic Jews. Blood libel on my tongue and tickanolum. Sometimes I deny chemistry. They never found any bodies. The numbers don't add up. Those of it weren't enough. This felt like a slam dunk, but I don't know. I went.
Oh, you don't like interruptions? Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Sven's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Nothing but rock.
That was worth however many minutes you put into that. That was great.
I know, it's like it's a song that's less than 3 minutes, and I don't know how many hours I spent making it.
I mean, writing it must have been easy.
Writing it was very easy, except that the only problem I did is I started writing it at bedtime one night, so I was up real late and I was tired. So yeah. That's Belzec Case by Sveen Day. That's what I'm calling it.
Don't you hate that? You're like, I should go to sleep, and next thing you know, it's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Belzec Case by Sveen Day. I think it was Sveen Day. So that's good. That felt good. I've got a couple more, but I don't know if I'm gonna do them or not. This was a pain in the ass.
You could probably do them like ad infinitum, just like continue. Particularly as like a group like Green Day. I don't know if you did more Green Day ones, but like it's so easy, it's so simple. The structure of those songs is so simple, and like you could just the clever. Well,
that's why I put like the little extra effort. It's not just a bunch of Holocaust memes. It tells a story of someone who's looking into it in order to defend it, and then loses his faith. This is all made up. So that was the story of it. Basically, it would be like if Matthew Cockerell was sane, that would be the song of that would be his journey.
Well, if Matthew Cockerell was motivated by something other than like personal, like some kind of personal narcissistic insult, injury, or as they say. But here's a little. This is how I reacted as I was listening to the song. Oh. You can play this little video here. This is my reaction. I was sort of. This is a
I think Gunther would agree with me. The audio was all working. We don't have to yell at Ranbot today. However,
there's no audio on this video, so
I'm just there's no video in this video either. Where's the my window? Brave.
Yeah.
Mega. So this there right we go. Here, all right. Yeah. So I've seen a lot of extremely concerning. This is Elon Musk's concerning tweets. You know, there was one I saw this screenshot. There was one you didn't have. There was an Elon tweet that I saw in response to something where all he put was an exclamation mark. He's like,
"Yeah, that's like I guess one of the race." That was one of like the race realist
concerning,
ones
concerning. Wait, is this very?
For those of you listening, I made a little video.
Stop! God damn it! I hate this fucking player. That is a disturbing story and very concerning that Twitter took no action despite clear violation of TOS. Report in this thread for now. Extremely concerning, given that it leads to a dystopian future. Just walk around downtown San Francisco to see what will happen. Very concerning. Super concerning. Concerning.
Super concerning. Concerning. So this is, I searched like concerning on Elon Musk's profile, because this has been now a meme of him saying concerning, concerning, concerning. And he's not only doing it to like edgy right-wing stuff, he's doing it to like a lot of like hot button issues.
Sure.
And so what he's doing is he's trying to get, frankly, just from a purely, let's not even read any Ron DeSantis, any of that shit. He's just trying to get people interested in Twitter. He just wants people to use Twitter to go out and fight with each other on these hot button issues, because he just needs users on his fucking platform. Because apparently, according to some recent stuff, some recent numbers, unless they're wrong, Twitter is not doing very well, and a lot of people are just not using it. Like it seems that like actual use of it is kind of declining.
It doesn't make money. It's never made money.
Well, I did get my first Apple ads on Twitter the other day in a long time. They were advertising their stupid like VR goggles. They're $3,500, and
that's gonna be another fail, man.
Of course, $3,500 for some VR goggles. I think I saw a meme about this. It was like, you know what you could do with a PC system for $3,500?
Yeah, you could have a super powerful computer that you could actually enjoy in a way that doesn't cause you vertigo. Now, what Apple's claim here is, I saw this too. The claim is that they actually, and here's the problem, they actually have put powerful enough processors in these goggles that they stop the vertigo problem because they have removed latency. So there's no latency from moving your head and the image, which is what causes the vertigo or the disorientation after about a half hour to 45 minutes. But the problem is you now have two high-powered processors right by your fucking eyeballs. It's like, is that really what you want? And they say that they've got the heating cooling system well enough done that those won't overheat while they're right there in front of your eyeballs. Right.
So the heat sinks right next to your face, too.
Yeah, so there's a heat.
Yeah, and I'm like, just like.
So it's just like heat waves streaming away from your head.
What sort of
electromagnetic energy beams straight into your fucking frontal cortex?
Where does it go? The heat sink, where is it going? Where is the heat actually going? It's still there.
I was
going
to ask, what kind of liquid like chemical cooling system is right next to your eyes?
Kind of like giant fans. They have like a giant fan in these.
Yeah. All right, the only reason I brought it up because it was like, okay, so...
Only use these goggles heavily air-conditioned room.
So I feel like this is just marketing like the aesthetics of like high-tech shit without any of the practicality.
Well, the thing is this.
Like, it's the future. You should have this stuff on your face, man. Right. You should have like a fucking visor, man, on your face. Like Jordy LaForge, man.
Reality has failed since the 90s. I don't think it will ever work. And you know what's even, frankly, you know what's even gayer? He's like augmented reality, where you don't, you just see like, you see the real world, but then there's just like little things in it that aren't there. Like Pokemon Go was probably the only successful implementation of this. And that's because you could put a Pokemon inside like a Holocaust museum.
they're all in the Holocaust museum.
Which people put like a gas Pokemon. Remember that? somebody was like, go get the Pokemon at the Holocaust. It's like the gas powered Pokemon. Anyway, at least you could find the Pokemon on like the Holocaust victims. But yeah, like augmented reality is also really fucking stupid. And I just don't think that even if they solve this latency issue, even if they solve the heating, even if they solve the technical hurdles that they say were key, I don't think it's going to be popular because, you know, Oculus never fucking went anywhere. What happened to that? What fucking happened to Oculus? No one talks about Oculus anymore. It was like the hot thing like 3 or 4
years
ago.
But this is Apple. This is Apple, though.
Yeah, it's going to cost you $3,500 to blow your eyeballs out.
Oh, hey, Goy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Yeah, it's still up. So, I mean, the reason I brought it up was just... Basically, just because, okay, so, like, the big tech gay advertisers are back on Twitter again. Like, here it is on my fucking shit here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
this is not the best. I mean, I don't know where, like, yesterday it was, like, a BIPOC wearing the goggles with, like, cool lighting. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
this is just, like, this is just their shitty little, like, outdoor event. Maybe if I reload
it's like, what is it? The future. It's so weird.
It's so brown.
Yeah.
What is this guy doing?
What is this, like, GIF react? Is this somebody being, like, snarky about it?
Yeah. I have no idea. Oh, TechCrunch. Wait, is this an ad or is this content? I guess TechCrunch
looks
is...
Looks like an ad.
Here's all the people... Here's all the advertainment about it. The Verge. Apple's view of the future is a lonely one. Well, Apple's view of the future is... We sort of revolutionized ruining people's lives with, like, constant extreme onlineism. And we've kind of done everything you can do. What else can we do to try to be like an important company again? It's like nothing. Like, all you can do, you just release another iPhone every year and everyone pretends you're making great strides in the technology. And now you can have your goggles.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting here, I was thinking from like a practical perspective, right? Like I do a little bit of video gaming. What would the advantage of a VR headset really be? And in game terms, the thing that you, in theory could allow you to do is look left and right while you move in the same direction. But I'm pretty sure at this stage of the game, if you're playing on a PC and everybody has a webcam, you could probably come up with a system where the webcam is watching you, and when you turn your head, it just moves the screen.
Oh, I'm sure that could be. They also have those type of screens, as you can see in that. Those are like that's another huge Bugman thing. Those kind of screens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a screen. That seems to be
that's the virtual reality, right? Like that's supposedly his range of.
Yeah, that's basically, but they also have, they do have now wrap monitors that are like, you know, wrap around
monitors. This is really neat. It's like you put on the goggles. It's like, look, check it out. This is what outside looks like. Don't go outside. Dude. Put on the goggles. You know? So we want an authentic outside experience inside. I feel for that. I was riding the bike this morning. I was like, man, I wish I was inside where there was no wind. And it wasn't 53 degrees.
You're about to kickstart my Appalachian Trail rant.
Oh no!
You were wishing you didn't smell like fires.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't outside breathing
Canada.
Canadian fires, which is I'm still shocked that they have fire there. I thought they only had snow, like penguins and. Well, I guess now that they have brown people in Canada in such high numbers, that explains why there's fires.
Like they. Well, here's a guy.
Like, there's just like niggers. There's like Africans burning tires in Canada. So now they have. That's how they brought fire to Canada.
They're necklacing Inuits. Since we're just going to be stretching things out this show, let's watch a little bit of this Japanese guy who's one of the only funny YouTubers left because he's a troll that never leaves character.
He's like
and he's
Tech Chink or whatever.
Funny. He did a little bit on the Apple VR goggles. It's funny. It's a funny little skit he did. Alex will like it. It's
all
good.
Right.
It's
I want to watch it. I want to see it.
Where is it?
I'm in the mood for it. Let's do it.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Well, oh, I didn't. It's not. I didn't send it to you?
No.
Oh, whoops. My bad.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't get that was the problem. I thought I had sent it. My bad.
It's been a big day.
Yeah, it's TechChink. Okay. Yeah, this guy's funny.
TechChink. This guy is funny. It would be better to call him TechNip.
TechNip. All right, that works too. But I think, but I also don't. I don't care what his ethnicity is because I have. I'm a racist.
Funny.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, it's been a big day at Apple, and I know you're all excited about the brand new Apple Vision Pro, our new augmented reality goggles that we just announced. Thanks to Tim for announcing that. But as your official Apple brand ambassador, I have just one more thing for you, and that is this new device here, which is actually our Apple Vision Pro 2 Pro Max Ultra. Now this one, it looks like a normal pair of goggles, but when I put this on, it is this magical experience that I'm experiencing here. Like everything looks so real and lifelike, at least 4K resolution in each eye, maybe even 8K. As I see things now, everything just looks so crisp and clear. And so I know we did just announce the Apple Vision Pro, but because that device is being released next year or maybe even in 2 years even never, perhaps, we wanted to make a sign.
Wait, so it's not out? They just announced
it's
the thing.
Out, no.
They announced really the thing announced. That they like might have next. Wow.
Yeah.
Apple.
Well, always do that.
Apple is dead, dude. This company. The company
they
should
always
just,
do that shit. Yeah.
They like how much inertia does Apple have? They can keep existing as this like tech giant. They have nothing. Like everybody
nothing
can
new. They
everybody
just make good computers.
Well, everybody can make you a smartphone. It's like cheaper than the iPhone. The only reason you want the iPhone is because you still think that it's like ahead of everything, and it's not. Or people have people have this like fetishism about how the operating system looks and feels. Like that's bullshit. Like who cares? Like what is it like when I touch the button? Fuck you. You're touching a screen.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Like
this was the
first phone that didn't have headphone jacks. Now it doesn't have. Then it was the first phone that didn't have like expandable storage. Soon it'll be like it'll be the next phone that doesn't actually work. That's coming.
Simultaneous announcement of the next generation of that device, the Apple Vision Pro Max Ultra, which is actually out now, today. You can order this right now if you like. And let me just show you some
that's
of
funny.
The fantastic...
For those of you listening, he's wearing just a pair of like rubber safety goggles, and it's quite funny.
...capabilities of this device. So, for example, we have this widget. This is the calculator widget that you can acquire for about $5 extra in that purchase. And you can just, you know, figure out what 2 plus 2 equals. And I can just see this device floating in front of me in real time. When I move my head, the device just goes wherever it is. And it tracks the location of my head movement. So, like, I can just move my head and I can see.
I can see things that are over there.
It's staying there. Now, in addition, we also have the tape measure app. So, this is the tape ruler app. It comes free with the device or maybe $2 extra. With this one, you can just measure things in real time, like just literally I can just see that, and it also has centimeters as well as inches, and all I have to do is just flip this in real time. Now, I know what you're thinking, how am I able to just control
the sad part is it's going to have all these capabilities and they're going to pretend like they're features. You can put on your goggles and you can virtually measure things that you could
like we have a calculator you can hold.
Yeah,
this is good. This bit is good.
These are going to be real features.
This item in time space. Well, I just think of the movement. It's literally like just a flick of the finger. And so as I manipulate my fingers, this widget actually moves in real time.
Wow.
And so there's a special chip to do this.
There's no latency.
It's implanted in my brain. It's called the brain. Right. Now these state of the art.
It's called the brain.
Yeah, anyway, I thought that skit was pretty good. Pretty good skit. Mm. Pretty funny. That guy's always funny.
Man, the widgets will be in there. And then it's like, oh, look at this. Amazing. It's got-
yeah, they'll be, and they'll oh be like, upsell, right? Like, you need to pay more money to get, like, these apps. I mean, it's a funny way to think about this. It's a funny sort of very hyper-alienated way. I've now got my glass app, which is filled with the, you know, water extra DLC or something. You know, you could start talking about real things like this. Like, this
oh
is an
my
application,
God.
Right? Like,
so
I've applied water to this glass. Now I apply it to my throat.
Oh, the AI doesn't know how that works, though. Yeah, it's like,
AI
have all
can't
this,
do eating,
I have all this spaghetti.
Understand.
I'm applying it to my mouth. And the AI just makes it disappear.
It just makes the spaghetti disappear into your cheek because it doesn't quite understand what's going on.
So
there.
I'm looking at the sidebar on YouTube, and I'm looking at the totally like organic, like curated, like totally just like, it's just happening. Like all these content creators.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of crap for this fucking dumbass.
They're just,
thing,
hell.
Yeah.
How Apple's Vision Pro will change society forever. I tried Apple's Vision Pro headset, a hands-on reaction. Apple makes risky bet on VR AR future. Last week in AI. Oh, that's NVIDIA. Whoa, what's that NVIDIA
can
shit doing here?
Can I ask another question about this technology?
Yeah.
So you've got a screen in front of your eyeballs, right?
Yeah, it's good for you. It's fine.
So you're effectively locked into this digital world.
Don't question it.
You lose track of anything going on around you in the outside world, right?
What if there's niggers around you?
Right. I'm trying to think of an environment where you need to be in your bedroom, like with your door locked, before you use this thing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's where I am already.
Never took off.
There's no niggers in there.
Well,
that's fine.
Now
you don't want to wear that shit in public.
No.
Especially not around niggers.
Yeah, they'll get robbed. Well, they could steal like the rest of your stuff while you're using that.
Well, no,
you can't
they'll
see
make
them.
It into a game where they post TikTok videos of themselves doing shit to you, and then that becomes a trend.
So there's a Nigger React video in the sidebar here. Tyrone Magnus introducing Apple Vision Pro reaction, and like the screenshot is him like, so I don't know if that's worth it. But then there's Linus Tech Tips.
I think it's worth it.
Linus Tech Tips with the tranny or whatever. I don't see the tranny.
Oh, does he have
though.
That fat tranny who's respectful of his employer on
No, it's a guy soy facing. And it says, hating Apple is getting really hard. Like, what kind of headline is it? Like, what do you mean hating Apple is getting hard? Look at this shitty overpriced product that, like, nobody needs. But they just, they're doing it because there's nothing else to do. Like, what else are we going to do? VR.
I hate Apple, yet I also acknowledge their actual hardware computers, their laptops and desktop computers
they're
are
fine.
Better.
Yeah.
They're good products.
But this
I
is
still
a,
hate Apple.
But VR is a thing.
Just because I hate them.
The world
but
doesn't
VR,
need
that's
VR.
That's not going to make me like Apple. That makes me hate them more.
VR is just not going to work.
No. The fact that they're doing VR.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? This is the you want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall?
It makes me just hate them more.
This means like we have to do something. We have no ideas. What do we do?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. And it's like there's kind of no – and at the end, you know, that technique video is worth watching the whole thing if you want to watch it. We're not going to watch it on the show, but listeners can go watch it. It's funny. He does other stuff, and he even says, like, let's be honest. What's the killer app for this technology? It's porn. That's it.
Yeah.
He said, that's what it is. He's like, the killer app for this technology is just porn. This, yeah. Let's just all put it on the table and be honest with ourselves about it.
But $3,500 is like, just buy hookers.
At that point, yes, just get a fucking hooker. Although, yes, you don't risk disease.
I guess that's true.
And if you don't want a real woman, if you want a 2D woman, or maybe a 2D woman in a 3D,
well,
if
then
you want, like, maybe
I'll give
a,
you, like,
you know,
if you want a 2D woman, then, like, you can have, like, the app where you hang yourself and I laugh.
Oh, I know what they could do.
So I've got, what's that?
They could do that thing, like, at a Blade Runner 2049 where the app, what it does, it reskins the woman that you're actually having sex with.
Oh, right. I remember that.
So you just go get a fatty and it's all good.
Ew.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I've got the Nigger React video up. How long before you hear the first chirp?
Oh, speaking of that,
is this the game
there's,
now?
There's got to be
speaking
a chirp.
Of that, we got.
I know. Don't do
Captain
it.
Captain Magnus Sykes, wake up this morning.
You know, it's actually pretty brilliant. Ranbots people, they have a soundboard in their Discord server, and one of them is the chirp sound, so you can just trigger it yourself.
And I'm hearing that this is blowing up. Ooh, let's check this out. Let's find out what this is all about.
He's a real filmmaker. He did the establishing shot of he's coming to his desk and he's sitting down in front of the computer. So you're not just bombarded with like, what's this nigger doing? Is he watching?
He wants
a commercial?
You to see his collection of toys or statues.
I just like all the, like he's establishing what's going on, so you're not confused.
Got my Apple. Let me see, Pro Maxes. I got those, and I got the earbuds. You know, I got those the AirPods.
This is
a total. The damn names. Anyway, okay, got those.
What's up? This is so boring. I regret this. Like, what am
this nigger's already boring. Yeah, I'm not. He might also be being cynical about the product. It appears he's not soy facing. He might just be.
He just looks confused.
He seems to be skeptical.
Okay. Never mind. This is a fail.
I may have found something that might be fun. On this very same topic.
Well, let's do.
I was just curious to see how many other people have issues.
As an avid online gamer, I'm no.
Oh my god.
Have issues with chirping?
Stranger to communicating verbally with a wide swath of the population running the gamut of the socioeconomic.
Gamut? Is this an ad?
Wait, is this like.
Spectrum. Doing so Alex on McNabb the foolish notion that me? Teamwork makes the dream work. Oh, of course, the reality is you can't convince a kid to take advice from a disembodied voice online. It's safe to say I've heard all kinds of sounds through my headset, but one in particular is annoying and troublesome. No, it's not the siren song of a single mom yelling at her child that it's past his bedtime. The sound I'm talking about is best described as a chirp, no doubt emanating from a smoke detector, desperately signaling for a change of batteries. It pops up at regular intervals, cutting through voice communication. Oftentimes, not even the loudest sound, but the most problematic nonetheless. My initial hypothesis was that the individual with the smoke detector chirp is simply lazy. Hence, the chirp of laziness was coined. They always swear up and down that they can't hear it. The term ear blindness has been brought up as they've grown to tune it out.
They're not heard of deafness? Ear blindness?
But even more worrisome.
This guy basically concludes it's just black people.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, the title of the video is Black People Can't Hear Smoke Detectors. It's time to take action.
It turns out that the individual...
Why is this nigger wearing hair? Oh, maybe it's a girl. It's got nail polish on.
I think it's supposed to be a male nigger.
With the chirp of laziness, it's more often than not black. Now, I brought this up on Reddit, and this post has been getting a lot of replies because it seems to be the only search result on Google for this subject. No one is willing to broach, can black people hear the chirp of the low batteries in the smoke detector? Scientists are not willing to touch the subject.
It's just the broader, like, black people are able to tune out things like that require like work and agency. We're able to just deal.
Well,
like
the copes are very funny. Yeah.
But how often is the chirp? See, because if you're a different nigga every 15
seconds. Often
enough. If you're a different nigga every 15 seconds, you really only need the chirp to be 20 seconds apart, and you don't even remember what happened the last time because you're a different nigga now. I mean, this is the kind of shit that happens.
It's
you know?
A different nigga hearing the chirp every time. That's great.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, that's why they don't change it.
Right.
It's like memento. He's got to like write a note
to
the next nigger to come along and be like, change the batteries.
Don't believe his chimes.
That takes too much agency.
Implications. But you will notice during the lockdown, if a black guest was on a show coming in via Zoom, there was a chirp of laziness.
I saw one the other day, one of the nigger women from The View had the chirp going when she was on something.
I've seen this done with Lennox Lewis on a podcast. You can have mayors and elected officials of various cities across the country calling in for a Zoom meeting on live television and hearing that chirp. Yep. And no one is willing to bring it up. Upon further investigation, I have concluded the following as possible explanations behind why black people cannot hear the chirp from smoke detectors. It has been brought to my attention by a guy who was delivering pizzas that there was a complex that he would deliver to, and it was all black residents.
He's just dressing up the same Reddit post that we read. He's just doing, he's just adding video.
He's doing like,
It was a symphony of chirps. Makes you wonder how it is that more black people die in fires than white in the United States. It's quite possible very few black Americans, at least, have smoke detectors that are functioning correctly. Now, have they, A, grown accustomed to tuning out background noise?
Yes.
Say if you live near the railroad or an airport, the plane flying overhead, the train going by may not bother you, but they will bother a visitor trying to sleep over for the night. Or is it possible that black people have a genetic difference regarding how they interpret sounds? I am actually more inclined to believe this if we take into account the music black people listen to. Their cars, very heavy bass as they roll by. They love to feel that bass. And it could be because the pitch from the smoke detector chirp is simply not audible for them. The scientific community should be ashamed of themselves for not exploring this. And I hope that in some way this video encourages the black population to take action. Change the batteries in your smoke detector, whether you need to or not. Just do it anyway. And please let your elected officials know that you want something done. Black lives are at stake here. Demand regulation for inclusive smoke detectors. Now look, I'm not one of those smash the like button type of creators. Please pass this message along. If you have a black friend and you hear the chirp at his place, don't be afraid to speak up. You could save his life. As an avid...
Oh my god.
So, speaking of this...
Hold on, some of these comments
there are actually have been programs about this, so check out this article.
Oh.
Here's a great comment. Imagine if your smoke detector didn't beep every 30 seconds. What you mean? It do beep every 30 seconds. No, imagine if it didn't.
Oh,
I
here
just
you
told
go.
You it do.
So...
Chirping smoke detectors at students' home were disrupting virtual classes... Now firefighters are helping. So they're sending out the fire department to change the batteries for niggers. That's the perfect.
This is 2020. This is old, but it's been dug up because this has now become a meme in recent days. And this is a Washington Post article from about 3 years ago. It says, this is very funny. The principal at Whittier Elementary in Northwest Washington, of course, Washington, was the first to contact the fire department. Student smoke detectors kept chirping in the background of virtual classes. The problem seemed widespread at the elementary school of more than 300 students, and the principal sought help from the fire department on how to address the low batteries. But soon after, other school leaders across the city started calling too. According to Tony Falwell, fire marshal and deputy of the D.C. Fire Department, smoke detectors in homes are disrupting classes across the city. And to Falwell, an experienced firefighter in the department's fire prevention division, that meant homes were more susceptible to fires. While the teachers heard it, the parents and students at the homes seemed so accustomed to the incessant noise, they didn't notice it. As soon as you hear it, you need to address it, Falwell said in an interview, because if you continue to ignore it, it just becomes background noise. The reports from school staff members highlight the unique window that schools have into students' homes during virtual learning. And the fire department views the vantage as an opportunity to do some good. Falwell and the fire department... are launching a campaign aimed at students and their families to remind them of the importance of having working smoke detectors.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at writestuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the writestuff.biz/paywall.
Homes, they are showing up at PTA meetings on Zoom and are recording videos that students and parents will be able to view through their school learning platform. So they're basically...
You have to understand, though, like, the thing about... Like,
none of this is going to work.
Well, it's also not that it's not going to work. You're also just, like, you're imposing on their traditions. Like, if you're a nigger in your apartment has functional smoke alarms, you can't bring the charcoal barbecue into the kitchen on rainy days to use to have burgers. That's because it's good. The smoke detector is going to go off before you all die of asphyxiation. You know, it's like you can't interfere with them like that. You have to allow they have to use the hibachi. Generally. You have to use the hibachi on the kitchen table with the windows closed, and if you know, and a smoke alarm is just going to ruin their good time.
I would say it's white supremacy generally to do it.
Basically.
Now, here's some excellent chirping. This is really funny because Alex brought up this character the other day just as a sort of a funny thing niggers are doing online.
Oh, but yes.
Of course, memes intersect.
Right.
This one's good because it's a very short video and it happens right away.
What was this? This was last week we were watching this guy handling the snakes?
Yeah, but we didn't do it on the show.
No, it was after the show. You were watching this and I heard it and I cracked up.
Live Exotics back with another.
This nigger has a retainer. I don't mean he's being paid to represent somebody. I mean, he's got...
Well, don't talk over the video because you might miss it.
I'm sorry. I know, you're right. Okay.
It's your boy, Live Exotics back with another video. In this video, I'm going to keep it short and simple for y'all. I'm trying not to get bitten by my mangrove snake. Now, I told y'all that I was going to get the mangrove snake. And poof. So I told y'all.
You can't even get the snake's head in the fucking shot, guy. There it was! When's the next one? He doesn't hear it.
Say hello to Dean.
He's not at all affected.
He doesn't react to it at all.
I was editing like the post and creating the MP3 to put the show up while you were watching this, and it fucking like snapped me out of all my conscience. I was like, oh my god, did you hear it? It was the chirp.
Yeah.
I was dying.
It was funny.
Isn't she beautiful? And I'm finally free handed in.
Neither the nigger my nor the snake. That's
well, my, I wonder.
Snake doesn't have external ear openings.
When's the next?
That was actually my question. Is the snake? Maybe the snake. Says this nigger. You can watch his videos. He loves snakes. He's got snakes all over his apartment.
There's there, once another again, one.
He's got snakes all over his apartment.
But no batteries.
There's again.
Oh, I rewound it. And what was that last scene? Like, he just walks towards the camera. Oh, alright, he's shutting it off with his thumb. Like, he edited between.
Yeah, I don't know why he edited and kept that in. Here's another one.
I guess basically, snakes are perfect for niggers because snakes are effectively deaf.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, so the snake's not going to be snarling.
Right, snake's not
there it was!
This one, it starts right away, right?
How do I rewind it? I just rewind it, or reload it, I guess.
You just refresh, yeah.
Yeah, look at her drink water. She's beautiful.
So this is when he first procures this mangrove snake. Now,
I like how his comment, this is me trying not to get bit. It's like, you mean like putting your hands all over it and asking
you
to get bit?
Just like actually Now, handling venomous snakes is variety of YouTube clout chasing that this nigger is involved in. He actually mainly, I watched a bunch of this guy's videos. He mainly has ball pythons, which are not venomous, but that's like one of the most popular pet snakes.
That's like a basic bitch snake.
Yeah, he's got like six of them. He's got a bunch of crazy ones. And there's one where he's talking about, was it Hanley Variable African Bush Viper? And it's one where he's like, there's in that cage over there is a puff adder, but I'm not going to even try with that. Because a puff adder? One, it's got a very fast strike and is highly venomous.
Cool.
It will fuck you up.
I'm surprised he actually had the wherewithal to not handle that snake.
To actually have the preference to understand? Well, he seems like he actually really loves snakes.
You ever seen that shit before? Look at this python climbing this tree. See, somebody in prep suggested to us a boomer white dude who handles snakes, and there's no chirping. There's just like...
Of course
fabulous, not. Fabulous infotainment about snakes.
All right.
He's not just like he's not just like chinky eyed, like fucking bloodshot, like high, like I'm gonna try not to get bit by a snake, yo.
Yeah, right.
It's like a different kind of content.
Now, there's another one. I actually watched some of the videos. One where he's like going through my whole reptile collection. It's like it's a long video, and the chirping is throughout. It's like a 25 minute video.
Oh man,
what's
that? Back with another video.
It's your boy.
Out, man, at my boy Marcus' house. I brought over Athena.
Oh, he's at a different nigga's house. He's at Marcus' house.
It's a different nigga's house.
You think this,
I don't know if there's chirping in this one.
For you guys who haven't seen my most recent video of me doing mangrove snake introduction.
I don't want to search for chirps. Like, Marcus, what if Marcus is a white? Nah, that sounds like a nigga name.
No. Marcus is a nigga. Marcus is not white, but Marcus doesn't seem to have the chirps.
Good for him.
Yeah, so, he seems to.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know. There's more. I watched a bunch of these videos. I know which ones have chirping. But actually, all the ones in every one that where he's in his house, there's chirping.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Marcus seems to have actually had a recently installed smoke detector with batteries because it's not at Marcus's house.
Or maybe he
now,
just,
this one is,
he might have just taken the batteries out.
It could be.
Just
this one, here's one. We could watch this one. This one's just funny. This is just funny generally, not chirping related. We kind of already got that meme. This one is just sort of a funny one to watch. I mean, we're just killing time here, right? I mean, we'll talk about politics eventually.
Can we not kill time? Let's just do a show.
This is actually funny. You'll enjoy this.
All right.
I mean, because there's other niggas that come into frame, and it's just like
today,
watching these niggas.
We got some baby copperheads. my boy Marcus right over, and especially
when his boy Marcus comes in
about three, four weeks old. These are 3-4 weeks old copperheads, mildly venomous, native to Texas. I don't know if they have any reported fatalities, but there's still a venomous snake, still to be taken seriously and with caution.
There's just wires all over the walls, and you try to hide them with these decorations. See these, like, those vines? It's like, nah, man, that's like you got, like, a network cable or something going to your...
It's just got all kinds of crap going to the TV.
You get right into it. But these are baby copperheads.
Scientific name is a gastric...
Bro, the scientific name is... shit, I can't say that. Greek name.
I'll put it in the intro.
Oh no, Alex has a snake. Now you have to make your shit chirp, Alex.
Now I got to turn on my.
Oh my god, look at these DNs.
You know,
yeah, that's what's so funny is these two niggas like fucking with these snakes.
All right, I want to see more of this. What they got? Well,
can you see
the
snakes?
Yeah. You see them snakes?
I can't see them snakes.
God, I wish they would just die. It's like, just bite them, snakes. Fucking dumb niggers. It's what they deserve.
Yeah.
He's got a snake.
He put baby copperheads in a Gladware. It's a fucking plastic bowl from like the deli that had like rice pudding.
I got a lot of questions. Like, where do these niggers live?
Texas.
I don't know. Texas, it sounds like.
Are they just like filling an apartment complex with venomous snakes?
Yes. Yeah, basically. That's my thing. This nigger, and he actually in one of his videos complains that, like, he was getting, like, he couldn't rent an apartment or something. And even any of the people that had dogs were allowed, but he wasn't allowed. I'm like, you have, like, 10 fucking snakes.
And you're a nigger.
That is awesome.
Look at this other one. He's like, yeah, let me touch that.
Let me hold it with the hook, too. I mean, I guess this is better than them being out, like, stealing something. But maybe they stole the snake. Oh, man, please just bite him. I'm fucking die laughing.
That baby's not gonna have enough venom to hurt them.
I know, but still, like, they might get scared and shit.
They might have an allergic reaction. You never know.
Well, this nigger gets bit. Like, he talks about it. His snakes bite him occasionally.
They're babies and they have a mild venom. And, the chances of them actually envenomating you probably are slim. But, you know, Marcus just prefers to do more of a free handle.
He's just gonna poke at that fucking thing. The poor animal.
Helps out with every free handle without gloves. But just because they are babies and they aren't that. Not vital to humans, because, like you said, a bite from them aren't that fatal. You could probably get bit from a grown adult and survive it without hospitalization or anti-venom, but I'm not saying listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
And this is just my personal opinion. Still don't
want to
get bit, and it can still be.
Man, so now we're getting bad medical advice.
Yeah, this is bad snake handling advice. Yeah, you could probably get bit by a viper, or you won't need to go to hospital.
This is my big nigger opinion of getting bit by a snake. UBI. That's basically what you said.
Yeah,
saying.
No, UBI, don't worry about it, nigga.
UBI.
UBI. UBI.
Yeah, right. And you don't even know if you're allergic or not as well. So that's always the real concern right there. But like,
yeah, which is why you would need medical attention.
Right.
Oh, shit.
I think our very first video that we did together, I'm not a professional yet. Everything I do with extreme caution. Like I said,
oh my god,
I was able to handle them free-handedly without a glove.
Oh my god.
While I was at the house.
I was able to.
You got two nigger herpetologists here.
They're like really threatened or scared is when they S up and they start wiggling their tail. Let me see. And
yeah,
I don't know if you guys can see, but like...
Now he's going to piss him off.
Right here. It's pissing him. He's really pissed off now.
The old cartoon bit.
Stick my thumb in his butthole.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I am not a fan of people provoking animals, generally. I don't think it's necessary or good, but yeah. Whatever. You know what else this nigger likes to do? And this goes hand in hand, although I'm sure there's lots of white people like this too. He loves to feed, like, he's got fucking huge ass pythons and shit, like real big ones, and he just throws like real big ass rats in their cage. And
so that's the other subgenre of nigger content, is like feeding live animals. There's a really disgusting video where they're like clipping the toenails off a rabbit or something before they give it to like a Burmese python. Yeah, niggers are into some cruel shit.
Yeah, and like this one, you know, I mean, it's like at first he's just got the smaller pythons. He throws them little mice, and they snatch, and they, you know, they asphyxiate it. He does this bit where he's like, yeah, once they grab the animal, you could just pick the whole thing up. I'm like, what kind of snake you got there, Alex?
Oh, this is a black rat snake.
Okay, is that a pet? Or is that just within your basement?
Thing out of a tree a couple weeks ago. It's a pet now.
Okay. I hate snakes, so I don't like having.
Well,
them
yeah, and I understand people will have like a genetic, like inherited reason for just not liking snakes. Like I don't like heights, so I don't judge people for being afraid of snakes.
Well, it's not. It's just a. It's literally a evolutionary thing, yeah. Right? Like, no, I can't. I just can't deal with them. I'm not like deathly afraid. Like when I see them outside in my yard, I don't freak out. But like. And I do see them. They're just little garter snakes. Sometimes they're pretty. They got like a cool green, yellow designs and stuff. But I don't want to touch
them.
Yeah,
they're being shit. Don't touch those things.
Oh yeah,
they will bite.
Well, I'm not going to touch them. They are very afraid of me too. Like they wouldn't even let me approach. But we had one the other day in the bushes, coiled up in his head. He was like starting to move, but I walked by, so he just like freezes, and he was like in that position for like an hour, like just like. But I actually need to get some lemongrass and plant it out by my pond because last year one of my fish, his dorsal fin and tail fin were damaged by a snake that attacked it in the pond. Anyway.
People were also saying that you just need to pee all over your front yard to keep that buck away from the tree.
I saw that shit.
I was like, all right. Just pee everywhere.
I need to pee everywhere to keep snakes out?
Yeah, you need to be white while peeing. You got to go pee.
I'm being choked.
Well, not snakes. The deer. To keep that buck away from your tree you were talking about.
What about the fucking dog? Will the dog pee handle that? We got MP over there.
I don't know. The commenters aren't here. We can't get real time results. I just like the idea.
We'll get those results there. I'll just go pee out there. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'll
have to go pee.
I'll do that during the break.
Do you like my Tucker between frames face that I found? It's good. I figured we could do some content.
Yeah, I'm not done with the snake content because I was doing snake content of my own. I was curious about snake handling churches. This should be time stamped. And when you see this, it really raises serious questions about why. How is it that only 5 people in America die every year from snake bite? And you see what this guy is doing with these rattlesnakes. This is probably some of the most dangerous shit I've ever seen.
So they've got a band up there. The guy's playing a.
Got a band over there. Yeah. Those are timber rattlesnakes. He's slinging the snake around.
Why?
Well, the theology of this is like a whole other can of worms, man. Look at this.
There's no theology behind this. This is just American retardation. This is why this country sucks. Because
we're
this is what
off here.
This has nothing to do with church. This has nothing to do with God. This has nothing to do with Jesus. This has nothing to do with the Bible. This is like American retards doing stupid shit, but they think if they do it in a place that they refer to as a church, which is this is probably a trailer somewhere, not if there's anything wrong with trailers, that makes this somehow righteous. And I don't know. These people, this is like why there's no opposition to like the Jewish fucking degeneracy and
only,
just totalitarianism that runs this country. Because this is this
only
is,
America could come up with this.
There is no God. Did he just get bit?
Bam.
Did he just get bit?
Yep.
Thank God. There is a God.
Wait, let's
right
watch.
Side of
oh,
the
I
earth.
Want to see
he
I
just got fucking bit.
He was talking to the snake. Dancing with the snake.
Blood all over him. Wow. Got you good. Keep up.
Now,
I'm not worried at all.
He's not
don't worry. God's a healer.
Because he's not supposed to.
You can see blood all over his shirt, but
is he gonna,
I watched.
Is he going to die?
I watched the rest of the documentary, and that's where things get a little interesting, is they transported him to a hospital, but she didn't want to go to the hospital. He wanted to go to the top of a mountain and die, apparently. They had to intubate him. He would have died had not been for the hospital. And one of these other parishioners at this church was like, well, it wasn't in God's will for him to go to the hospital, but it was God's will that he didn't die. And my brain just like screeched to a halt. I was like, what? How does that work?
Is this like his wife who looks all concerned back there? I imagine, right? Does this guy have a family that he'd be leaving behind?
Yes.
Fucking
horrible.
I mean,
he's going to die, but, right? Or he's going to have a reaction to this, to the venom.
The logic behind this, there isn't really one. It's like, because I saw the whole thing here. There isn't like a central theory that if you are righteous, the snake doesn't bite you. Snake might still bite you, and in that case, if the snake bites you and you suffer instead of dying quickly, well, that's because you were in sin or something. Like the justifications and like twists and turns
it's all
their brains do.
Fucking shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all post hoc nonsense. And at one point, he even says something to the effect of, like, even if he were to go through scripture and determine that realistically you're not supposed to be handling snakes, he would still do it because it was his culture to do that, and that's how he was raised. So he doesn't even really need, like, a scriptural basis for it. And I'm like, okay, so you're just an American.
Cody
just an American.
Well, the Bible verse in question is in Mark.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 16, verse 17, 18, and these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up snakes with their hands, or when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they shall be healed.
Wait, it says snakes. It doesn't say venomous snakes.
But it does. The next thing it talks about poison.
I mean, that's the nitpick you want to do? I mean,
that's the nitpick. I want to say, like, you could save yourselves a lot of trouble here. You could just handle something like this rat snake.
But it does say that they will. Well, there's a different translations of this, of course. But basically, this is a verse that is. Now, I don't remember. I haven't read about this in a while. I did know, used to know more about this. There's Bart Ehrman, which a lot of people that are Christian don't like this guy because he does exegesis on these texts. And he talks about the history of them and the actual physical history of the text, the existing ones, what we know about where they ultimately came from. I find it fascinating stuff to read about. I don't really care about his views, which he doesn't actually really insert too much into his writings. But there's a history of this particular verse in Mark, and it's kind of apocryphal, if you will. You know, that's an actual word from talking about Bible history. But anyway, I don't remember all of it now, so I can't speak on it because I'd have to read up and refresh my memory on it. But there's something about this verse that it's not in every version of the text, and it's only in some translations, or there's something like that. I can't remember exactly. The King James Version is, and these signs.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
Will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So
I wonder if this kind of should. I wonder if this kind of should happen like in the good old days when you weren't allowed to read the Bible. They would read it for you. Maybe that was a safety measure. After
no, this is a very low church.
Well, here's an interesting.
Low church prot is I done read the scripture and here's my stupid shit I came up with. Sorry to do the triggering Jewish mind control like Southern accent, but that's usually how this stuff goes. It's usually this is where it comes from.
Well, Kentucky, Alabama, and Tennessee have outlawed snake handling. They are the only states that felt
imagine like there was imagine there was a need to do that.
Yeah. Well, I just want to point out that while there's snake handling churches, there's not churches where you drink Clorox. Even though
that's true.
No, there's Telegram channels.
Well, there
is
Vaccine Bro. Whatever was he? Vaccine Police. He drinks Clorox. But he doesn't do it for biblical reasons. He does it because he has like science. He knows science. He does it for science.
Yeah, it's like just admit you want to throw around rattlesnakes because it's, I guess, fun for you.
It's a thrill. I mean, thrill, but again, because of the verse, he can't seek help for being bitten. He can't do it.
Well, can you guess what happened to his father at the age of 42?
Died
of a rattlesnake bite.
Does he die, or did he? I mean, you don't always die.
No, but if you don't get medical attention, it's a very good way to die.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, United States, it's like maybe 5 people a year die of rattlesnake bite, which is shocking considering we have actual rattlesnake churches.
How many people get envenomed every year, though?
I think 60,000. It's a lot. It's actually a number of people.
Yeah.
I'd have to look. I think it was like 60,000 or something like that.
Wow. But, that can't be awful. But snake we have a, be people that snap we have a first thing on the trail.
Well,
like
I don't want to say first world medical system. We have a medical system that can save your life if you're bitten by a snake, and then you just owe them $500,000.
We have a first world, like, yeah, I was gonna say we have a first world like medical
system.
They
have like an
system.
EpiPen okay. at that church, you know? Maybe have
no
have like adrenaline because it doesn't say that you can't. I don't know. Dude, we could. I don't even. Feel
well, that was the thing that, like I said, the part about it wasn't God's will for him to go to the hospital, but it was God's will for him to survive. And like, but.
Was it God's will for him to go out and get the snakes and tempt fate?
Well, you could easily
to try
look,
to force. Because that's the thing. It's like, why? It's like you're a snake, and like, why are you like forcing the issue? Because the odds are, if you play with a snake, it's going to bite you. So it's like, is that God's plan? That you intervened in God's plan and interfered with what's going on, and you brought the snake to yourself, and you swung it around
the
like
great
a retard.
Thing about this is, you can retcon anything.
Yep.
Like if you go to a hospital and they give you they hit you with epinephrine or whatever it takes to like help you get over there, the anti-venom or whatever it is, and you live, that's God's will. Those people were there to save you because yeah, God did it, right? So it's all...
It's God's
it can
will,
always
Joe,
be... Anything that happened can just be, well, God wanted that.
Yeah. Now you got to sell your property to pay for the anti-venom that they gave you.
Well, that's, you know... You thank God do that.
The song started out with such a nice, funny...
Anyway,
song,
I don't
want to
talk about
depressing.
Snake handling is kind of silly, but it's just funny. I mean,
I just don't like seeing I don't like seeing white people shit that depresses me because I want to hold whites to a higher standard. Like people were telling me a story right. last night when I was doing my my stream on Odyssey. So apparently the cops in Philadelphia shot a white dude the other night. Okay. And you can do like all cops are faggots and whatever. And like, yeah, probably only shot the guy because he was white and they could get away with it. But the guy was involved in one of those like citywide, not flash mob, but they somehow everybody knew that we're going to meet here, block intersections, block highways and do drag racing.
Takeovers. They're called takeovers.
Yeah, they did a takeover. So in the midst of a takeover, they got into a high speed chase and the cops ended up shooting him because he hit cops with his car, apparently. And I'm sitting here like, I'm just like, I don't really want to go over that because part of me, you know, while I'm upset that like cops are allowed to shoot white dudes, I'm also just like, why are white dudes doing this nigger shit? Like, this is the kind of stuff that I used to see like 10 years ago on Moldbug's blog where he would have videos of these nigger takeovers out west. It's like, I don't know. I hate thinking about this stuff. I hate having to pick through it because we have white supremacy is like a higher standard for us as well. And I guess the tendency is like, okay, well, while the standard's low for everybody else, you might as well demand the lower standard. Like, they shouldn't have shot that white kid. Fine. I can go with that.
Well, there's
there's too much cognitive
other
dissonance.
You can do without necessarily defending a white person doing something retarded.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, you know, it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but we talked about how in death penalty cases, the only ones the federal government pushes anymore are for white people. Right. Now, the people probably fucking deserve to die if you look.
Yep.
But you can't ignore that there's a racial angle here. Now, and Stryker had an article on this with Robert Bowers, and it's actually interesting. Literally, the Jews want this guy put to death.
Right. Of course
they are actually engaging in blatant racial jury selection in order to get a death penalty verdict, and they are actually excluding – their lawyers are systematically racially excluding non-whites from the jury pool because whites tend to vote for harsher verdicts for criminals when they're on juries. So they actually want a white jury for Robert Bowers.
Wow.
Because white people tend to favor the death penalty and favor harsher criminal penalties generally when they're on juries, and there's research that shows this. So put all your stupid Zach Goldberg, white people are all libtard shit in the fucking garbage, because that's where it belongs. It's not true. These Jew lawyers are actually racially selecting a white jury because they think it'll vote for the death penalty for this guy because he killed Jews.
Gotta ask that's for a little white, gotta ask for a little white solidarity. I'm not defending
what Bowers did, but what I'm saying is, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because every other news article is about, well, this guy, he's on death row, and you should, it's not right. And it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, the DNA evidence later on, and, oh, look at that. Later on, people that were involved in this and said they were attacked by this guy 20 years later, like, oh, no, that was, like, they all saying it's not true.
Well, I saw a case, I think it was yesterday, where it was a person that they, when they were 19, they killed, I think it was like two correctional officers, and they got the death penalty for it. And it's like, wow, what an injustice. Like, yeah, but yeah.
Why shouldn't that person
he did
try?
Murder two people and was right. convicted.
Right.
And it wasn't like there was any question about it. No, he did it.
Well, we did our whole bit on these Innocence Project things and ultimately what they enable, like how they enable that one nigger who got, you know, he got like out of his. His sentence was overturned. He immediately returned to murder people and even used he created a gang with other people whose sentences were also overturned, and they were selling drugs with their award money, and then they were just murdering new people. And that was all enabled by, I think that was in Philly. It was Larry Krasner, you know, the Jew Soros DA there that was enabling that. So, you know, we can talk about these things, about the blatant racialization of the criminal justice system without defending white scumbags. You know, that's one thing about whites that's sort of different. Well, we judge our own very harshly, much more so than Jews and blacks to judge their own. Like we
now,
are very...
as far as the street takeovers, that is definitely the work of niggers. And these white people and Asians get caught up.
This guy's probably a Uyghur.
Yeah, they are hanging around that crowd. Because back in the day, you didn't do street takeovers. No group of white street racers does that shit, because that's a good way to get arrested. What they tend to do is very covert stuff, at least they used to, where you would take an abandoned stretch of highway in the middle of the night and you'd race out there. You didn't want to get caught.
Abandoned aqueduct or something like that.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught.
Oh,
well, drivers have been going from city to city doing these street stunts. We've been showing you these happening in Charlotte,
niggers.
And they happen all over the country. People get hurt there. Unfortunately, a street racing incident turned deadly over the weekend. A state trooper shot and killed a man whose car hit two troopers as law enforcement was trying to get control of a illegal street racing event.
Why don't you shoot the rest of the niggers?
This was on an interstate.
Why only shoot
Philadelphia?
One dude?
Now, Channel 9's Genevieve Curtis has investigated some of the local efforts to crack down on these tonight. Genevieve, you've learned Charlotte drivers might have been actually involved in this situation.
Should.
Yes, Scott, some of those Charlotte drivers.
Right, so this
well, the man charged with shooting and...
Sorry.
I'm looking for anything about the controversy of the actual shooting. This just seems to be...
Wait, so this was Charlotte?
Sure, why not?
No, it was Philadelphia.
Okay.
But I guess people from Charlotte traveled there.
But yeah, no, it's apparently.
No, they were saying the drivers from Charlotte traveled there.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's a long way to go. Well,
listen to this. We just want a place where we can do it. If it continues to be an issue, I think the city should give us a spot where we can go to legally and do what we want to do. I think
it's
that was
called
all
a racetrack.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
Well,
it's a racetrack. It exists.
That's like, no, you want space to destroy with your car. Like, I'm just kind of like watching the video of them like spinning donuts with people standing around and almost hitting them. Like, you don't get to have a spot for that.
Perhaps you've seen.
Is this the same? Oh, it's the same video. So the same video is twice.
Everyone
so.
Donuts in the street.
I be behind.
Oh, this is a different. Okay, this is a different video. You can watch them spin donuts.
Perhaps you've seen the videos, cars taking over streets all around Charlotte, putting innocent people in danger.
Oh, so this is Charlotte.
Police
yeah.
have said that they've arrested 19 people and issued 89 citations and seized 49 cars, all related to these street takeovers so far. Channel 9's Genevieve Curtis has been investigating these stunts over the past year and found fame and money might be behind the trend.
Charlotte 911.
Oh! They're racing.
Anyway. TNB. What happened, Mike? Did you,
Oh, I was looking at this case. Did you hear about this guy, this white guy in Kew Gardens that shot some Hispanic?
Oh, no.
So this white guy, Charles Fainer, shot a Hispanic gentleman who was behaving erratically, and actually they're saying it wasn't a knife, it was a pen. It's like, it doesn't matter. If you watch the video, it's pretty clear that this guy was justified in shooting the suspect, but they're now charging him with 26 firearms violations. They're not actually charging him on the shooting because it's pretty clear-cut self-defense. That's interesting that they're not trying to get that. But they're getting him on 26 gun violations because apparently this guy had a bunch of guns in his house that were illegal. But which they found after this thing. But you can watch the video here. So you can see the white guy, he's retreating from this clearly threatening individual.
Right.
And they go and the shooting happens off camera.
Oh. Gay.
Unfortunately. Well, it looks like he shot there. And the guy's running away, but he dies eventually. Yeah, there he falls.
He didn't make
it. He's dead now.
He's running because he's shot.
He's running because he got shot, yeah. But you see, he's very well in his rights because he's retreating, you know?
He's not trying to kill
the guy.
So they go to his house and find illegal weapons and he's going to be in trouble for that? Is that what happens?
Yeah, 26 charges. He's facing bail set at $50,000. No criminal record. Oh, what is this? What was that? The same rat snake?
Yeah, no, he got into my chair. They're hard to extricate when they wrap themselves around something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, anyway. So the pistol itself is illegal that he, of course.
Yeah.
This is what you need it for. Because you're supposed to be a sitting duck out there. This is in Queens. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and this is what he says. Chill over here. He said this, last night I was carrying a firearm because of the way the city has been for the last 3 years. I read the crime stats and I see so much crime. I had the pistol. I obtained it in a bar one night. So he's got an illegal pistol.
I obtained it in a bar one night.
Now, if I were him, I'd shut my fucking mouth if I were you, bro.
That's an interesting way to acquire a firearm. I don't know of any firearm purchasing stories like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw the video or not. This is a white guy who is totally justified in shooting a Latino attacker of his.
Yeah.
And they're not charging him on the shooting. At least I haven't seen that they are. There's some people that want them to, and they want to make it a race issue, but it's kind of difficult to do it. But so they're hitting him on 26 firearm charges.
Yeah, because he's the problem.
Because the problem is him. Even though he's got no criminal record, he's in his 60s or 70s. Yeah, he's 65. 65, no criminal record. And he says, yeah, look, I needed the gun because of how dangerous. Now, if I were him, if I were you, Charles Fainer, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said, don't say anything like that. Kind of shit.
Yeah,
don't say anything.
Even though it's the truth.
Yeah, but don't say anything.
This is America.
You're not required to tell them shit.
This is America. The truth doesn't help.
truth doesn't help you. You're white and you shot a Latino. They're going to take blood vengeance on you because they don't. You should have been stabbed. The point of the way they are setting up the crime and the enforcement in cities like this, you should have been stabbed, and you would have been another statistic killed by rampant crime in New York City.
Let the police not shoot him later after you've been stabbed, maybe while you're bleeding out. That's the solution.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing is they're saying, well, he didn't – the guy says, I thought he was coming at me with a knife. It was actually like a pen. But
– doesn't matter.
The guy had a gun on him. The person he shot also had a gun on him.
Did he also acquire it at a bar?
Which was also probably the same bar.
Well, you can just see
we got to shut down the bar loophole.
You can see you can see the aggression in the video. But of course, because the world is filled with Jews and libtards, you got to have the discussion. Well, why did he? It's like, because fuck you. That's why. Shoot you too.
Yeah, I mean, look.
If only that Latino had a public racetrack, he could have gone to that night.
Give us a space to do muggings. That'd solve 99% of the problems.
Yeah.
Give us a space.
What's funny is they seem to have given up any argument about whether the shooting was justified. They don't seem to be contesting that it obviously was justified, even in New York City, which is strange. But that's probably because
they got all the other stuff. They got him
on all these
on
gun
shit.
Charges, so they can put him away for a long time.
Did it say he's facing life? I thought I saw, or some ridiculous amount of time. What's given? What for him would be life?
A lot of time, given that he had 26 illegal firearms. But I'm not even going to say, you know.
Yeah, he faces 25 years.
But he obviously needed a gun. I mean, circumstances proved that, right?
Circumstances
showed that gun was necessary for him to protect his life. And it also shows, hey, this is another thing. This guy is 65 years old, no criminal record, no prior instances of him ever using or shooting a firearm that they know of, no nothing. So he's got – this kind of proves the whole thing about – so-called gun violence. Here you have a guy in the middle of New York City in Kew Gardens, Queens, 26 guns, never shot anybody until he was attacked.
He saved himself, defended himself effectively. There should be no involvement with the legal system at all. Like, oh, very thank you, very good job, very nice, good work.
Here's the thing. It's not the guns. If lots of guns inherently caused crime, why isn't this guy just some rampant criminal?
Right.
Why isn't this guy going out just doing all kinds of violence? Because it's not the issue. In fact, in this guy's hand, the gun was only used for good.
Mm-hmm. He's the good guy with the gun.
He's literally the good guy with the gun. Why aren't conservatives making this guy a hero? Why aren't they championing this guy? Why aren't they championing at this guy's bit? Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the picture of the so-called Hispanic. I mean, if conservatives can argue that this guy's actually white, he has, like, green eyes, then maybe they'll start, it's like, oh, that guy's white. That's okay. You can shoot him. That'll be what the conservatives are waiting for.
That guy.
I know.
That phenotype is, yeah, that's, yeah.
Cody Gonzalez.
The guy probably is part white, probably is significantly white.
He's got light hair and he's got light eyes. I mean, conservatives, there's your permission. You can go take
there's
the
your permission
now.
To take this to take Charles Fainer's side.
Yeah, you can get away with it now. No one's going to call you racist.
Now I wonder if the guy had been black, would there
you
be
know what
some kind
get?
Of difference here?
They can get a black conservative grifter and take up the cause. That's what you could do.
Oh well, I'm saying if this had been a nigger that shot him. Mm-hmm. Cody Gonzalez, there would be no story. And no arrest. They wouldn't even bother with it, right? But if he had shot, if Fainer had shot a black guy, then we might have a different story. The fact that Cody Gonzalez is probably like 75% white, maybe, I don't know. But the thing is, they don't seem to be really pursuing him for the shooting itself. But of course, you know, they're going after him really hard for the other stuff.
Sure.
Because, you know, and that's because he's white. But he's living disproof of the idea. I mean, he's living proof of the conservative idea that, like, guns alone don't cause crime, because here you have a law-abiding guy, other than the illegal guns, who despite having a bunch of illegal guns, never committed a crime in his life. He just had them, and nothing else happened.
And now instead of getting killed in the streets, he can go to prison.
Yeah, now he can live out those golden, those autumn years of his life behind the bars. I mean, maybe he'll get off. Who knows? Maybe he's trying to get an all-black jury.
This is not democracy.
Right.
This is so anti-democratic. People don't want to live this way, and they have no choice. That man exercised his free will. He took the risk of illegally owning those weapons and illegally carrying one because the alternative in the life that democracy...
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Democracy has provided him is to be killed in the streets for whatever possessions he had on him, whatever money, and he chose
which is clearly
to go
a risk
the other way.
That he faced.
And there should be no, you know, the establishment, the... ruling class there, they should take note of what their citizens are doing. But since they're not here to represent their citizens, they're here to represent the criminal class of niggers and Hispanics that are taking over. They're here to represent them and protect them from consequences of their actions. You have to come for this man who had the audacity to go in the opposite way.
You know, libtards are always talking about how right-wingers want to live in the Wild West, but at least the Wild West, you would not be arrested by the police after defending yourself.
Right.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, yeah. See, the problem is you want to live.
Sheriff shows up. I don't know.
The thing that it's like, okay, so the idea of the Wild West is that like I protect myself from threats, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I will actually, on some level, agree if your point is we should have the state enforce law and order so the average citizen need not take it upon themselves to be capable at any moment of fending off a violent threat. Because, frankly, women and children should be able to walk the streets freely without fear of attack.
And we're capable of that. Like we don't need to have the Wild West. The state could do this. It chooses not to because the state doesn't work for us. It's anti-democratic. So, it works for Jews, and it's doing destruction of the country. That's the shot
now.
So
you're attacking the idea of the Wild West on the basis of that we have the government here to protect the citizens, and therefore you don't need to be armed and ready to shoot anybody at any moment because we live in a society, fine. But that's not what they're saying. That's not what Jews are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what they're saying is, no, it's going to be worse than the Wild West.
Right.
Because at least in the Wild West,
well, it's going to
you
be,
could defend yourself.
It's going to be the Wild West. You can't. It's the Wild West where the sheriff is in on it with the gang. And you're the normal.
Right.
That's what you have right now. It is the Wild West, but it's like the law enforcement
one,
is working
like
with the criminals.
It's like unidirectional Wild West.
Yeah.
In that situation, in the Wild West, if that were the case, well, there's ways to dispose of the problem.
You can even get rid of the sheriff in the Wild West. That happens.
Yeah, which in this case, you don't really.
Right. That's kind of the point. It's like significantly. I don't know if you have a word for it. Like the Wild East, or I don't know, the Beast Coast, but it's also on the West Coast too. But it's like one direction Wild West. Just the gangs and the criminals get to shoot them freely, and you just have to be caught in the crossfire. If you that's it. There's no shooting back.
You would think if they were interested in any form of law and order, they would at the very least just selectively not prosecute people when they blow away somebody that's trying to commit a robbery.
Right.
Yeah. Why even look into whether this guy's gun's illegal or not?
Yeah.
Who cares? Why did they even go to his house?
Yeah.
What probable cause did they have?
Did they have a warrant? Did they just let him in? They must have.
I'm assuming.
Well,
that,
I think they
like,
did.
Be,
I think
he
they
shot
did,
somebody.
Well, the weapon
he shot
he was,
them with an illegal gun.
Yeah, the weapon.
From that, they went and searched his residence.
Yeah.
I'm saying why? I'm saying no. If the shooting is valid, you don't need to look into the provenance of that gun, and you don't need to go search the shooter's house. What's the point? Like that's not the justice has been served.
Right. Well, it's New York City. It's New York City. There you don't get to have a gun. Like there's the provenance is you fired a weapon and now you're in trouble because you're not allowed to do that.
Anytime you got somebody who's got like a criminal rap sheet that's like a CVS receipt, oh you got killed. Oh wow, that's sad. Okay, who cares?
Well, I'm just saying it's a clean shot. It's a clean shot, clear self-defense. They're not even charging him on the shot. Okay, so then that's it. Justice served. We don't need to look at why look into anything else? There's no point. Why look into the guy that did the shooting? Why are you going to his house? What are you looking at his house for? It's not relevant to this incident. What's in his house? Who cares? So, yeah. I mean, that's even that is like, you know, in the world we would have, there would just be nothing wrong with the average white guy having a pistol on him if he wanted to have it because he's just whatever. He's not, there's no issue with that, right? So it would just be like, oh, wow, that's interesting. You shot a mugger. Okay, wow. Well, good thing well, he didn't good get job. You. Okay. Well done, citizen.
Don't you realize now that just means you can go around murdering people? All you have to do is say he was trying to mug you. Yeah, that's because that's how things work.
Well,
New York City would be running rampant with just like murders and claiming that guy was trying to mug me. I'm a white man and I shot this person for no reason.
Right. And that's a fucking retort. But see, here's the thing. That argument, you can use it to invalidate the entire concept of self-defense at all.
Right.
If you allow somebody to say, hey, that person is dead because they attacked me and I defended myself. A basic principle in the legal codes of almost every fucking country on earth, probably every single one, has some allowance. United States, even in New York, this is what's interesting. Even in New York State, and Branca talks about this, the worst state in the union for this issue, self-defense is fucking legal. There is still an idea of lawful self-defense. And that's why really even be in this case, they're not situation. Saying
like things have to really be in the toilet to try to take that out. And I've seen these kinds of arguments usually made by niggers, like, oh, it was just stealing. What a shoot somebody you know, it was just going to be a rape. Rapes aren't usually deadly.
Yes, niggers usually say like the person probably would have survived the criminal assault in some way. So why did they need to get shot? There was actually, I couldn't find the video. Stryker found a video yesterday of some obese Negro woman from Kew Gardens saying exactly this to the news. The funny thing was they had two people that commented on this that live in that neighborhood. And it's not actually a particularly black neighborhood, but the only two people that were willing to talk to the camera were obese black women. One of whom said, well, it would be good if we could find solutions to this that didn't involve violence, which is like, well, no, that's just, okay, it would be good if reality wasn't real. But the second black woman was like, well, this is what happens when you go mug people. So she's like, you go out mugging people, this is going to happen to you eventually. So she didn't give a shit. But yeah.
To tie it back to the snake content, it's like, that's why you leave the rattlesnake alone. If you grab it, yeah, it's going to fucking bite you. It's like literally a law of nature. Don't mess with shit unless you are comfortable with the consequences. And if you're a nigger, don't fucking mug people.
Well, don't provoke people. Don't provoke animals in their habitat.
Yeah.
They might hit you. But the thing is, the funny thing is, you know, like in Kew Gardens, Queens, where that guy lives, it's pretty mixed race. It's a mixed race neighborhood, but there's still a good amount of white people there. Do you think the white people, and this goes to the conservatives that talk about shit on white people that still live in cities. Now, not a single white person would probably speak to the camera on the news to talk about this incident and give their opinion. What do you think their opinion is? Go there. What do you think the opinion of the average white person in Kew Gardens, Queens is of this incident? They're like, man, that was good
incident.
What's that?
I'm sure their opinion is, I'm glad I was not embroiled in that situation. Thank
God.
Well,
that's it. But I think their opinion's also like, good. Another one gone. Like, okay, dead criminal, good. I approve. Yes, that's good. That's one less person to threaten me and our community here. No, they would all be like slapping this guy on the back, like, great job. So this whole idea that everybody's like a super, like every white person in the city is like some retarded libtard, it's just not true.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think it's kind of interesting too that the libtards talk about the vigilantism, my Wild West. I'm like, yeah, but you also claim that the police system itself is corrupt and isn't really valid. So what do you want?
Well, all of those arguments come from like Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They're all coming out of intellectual spheres, and they're passed down to people through like Jewish intellectuals that give people these arguments, and they're all simply no-win situations where the idea of criminalizing criminal behavior at all is bad.
And the citation needed, like, if their support for their ideas is like, well, this very special episode of Law and Order where this happened,
right,
you know, where you had the special, like the stars aligned and like it was opposite day and like the opposite thing than what normally happens like happened.
Law
like,
and Order, every episode ends with the nigger is actually being framed by a white supremacist. Yeah. That like, you know, the brave Jewish attorneys, you know, they root out this Nazi that's making niggers go mug people or something. So it's just those type of points, and conservatives should be better about this. It's like that those are no win, like unfalsifiable, like literally you ultimately what they do is attack the very notion that a human being has a right to defend themselves if they're attacked by another person. So what you're doing, what they're doing, is granting unlimited rights to criminals and aggressors. Unlimited. And frankly, this is not something that is actually,
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
At Goldberg.
Unless it's a white person who took a stroll around the Capitol building, then oh no.
Right, of course. Obviously, the double standards and hypocrisy here are insane. But that's because that's because a political agenda that has nothing to do with justice or public safety is being implemented here. But it's coming from Jews, and Jews then lie about it, and they tell conservatives that this other white people that do this, white people want this shit. It's not true. Zach Goldberg, actually, all of his research is bullshit. White liberals are the ones behind. It's not true. And it's been shown not to be true. Look, niggers voted in. Lori Lightfoot got voted out in Chicago.
Mm.
Niggers voted in this guy, Brandon Johnson, who is worse than Lori Lightfoot. And the only reason he won is because there just aren't enough white people in Chicago to have voted for the other guy, who was a Republican who switched to Democrat, white guy, and ran on a Law and Order platform. All the white people in Chicago voted for him.
Right.
There just aren't enough of them to elect him. They just got outvoted racially by blacks. In Baltimore, there's another mayor just like that. His name is also Brandon. Funny enough, usually, you know, niggers named Brandon. Let's go Brandon, right? So there's another nigger named Brandon who's the mayor of Baltimore who's doing the same shit. It's blurred. The same. They're like the same nigger.
It's a blurred name. I'm Brandon. Yeah. Anyway.
But these are like the same nigger. And he's the one that's doing that bit of like, we're not going to have police stop gangs of youths. We're going to try and bring them to like a crisis center where we have like PlayStation and chips.
I feel when your whole city's a crisis center.
Smoke detectors going off.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It is really.
Well, since these are newly constructed, I think maybe they don't have them going off yet.
No, bro, we need a smoke detector. It is dark and yellow outside.
Yeah.
Once those 9 volts.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Getting all sorts of weather alerts that sound awful.
This picture. This picture doesn't tell us. This is too bright for what I'm seeing outside. That's the Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, you're getting more of that smoke.
We're getting
Canada,
the smog,
dude. It's literally down. Outside my window. Is the same color as my wall right here.
I guess the TDC must have finally snapped.
It looks like,
yeah, like a nice burnt orange.
It looks like, you know, remember the scenes in Traffic where they're in Mexico? That's what it looks like. The only not as bright.
Yeah.
That like yellow dry Mexican traffic color.
The Daily Rake, he had enough. He's got to burn it all down.
he's burning down a train track somewhere. Like, we're going to use trucks.
He's burning down all railroad tracks.
He's burning bike racks and railroad tracks.
Also, the meme that the train derailment in India was caused by people pooping on the tracks. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Let's go. It's fine.
Sorry to be a party... party pooper.
A literal party
pooper. Not true.
All right, well, let's take a break.
How do you know it's
We've
not
got a lot
true.
Of work to do today, so we should dilly-dally.
I don't think poop really hurts. I think trains can just plow through poop pretty easily. I don't think that's really going to cause an issue for them, unless there's a huge pile of manure or something like that, but just one poop.
It would affect the braking.
Yeah, it would be slippery. Anyway, that's gross. On that note, we'll be back in a few.
I'm not.
You were listening to the Daily Soa.